Jason
Hey,
Crow.
what's popping at the levee?
Hello and welcome to the Greater Dayton Podcast, where we cover news, facts, and upcoming events mixed in with some comedy. Today is Thursday, July 24th, and it is a scorcher out there. I'm your host, Aaron Chamberlain, and straight across from me, you can't see him, but you can hear him. The man, the legend, Jamie Yost. How you doing today?
I'm hot.
I you look pretty hot.
Thank you.
And I don't mean in that way.
No way. That's a Wink. Good thing.
All right. We have a lot of news today.
Do we, though?
Yeah. But first, what did you do the past weekend?
Moved too much stuff.
Moved. I know you said you had a lot of storage clearing out and took some time off for that.
I took 5 days off to move. Two warehouses full of stuff, and I still have furniture that I'm trying to piece out.
And you're trying to sell it?
Selling some I'll give away.
So if anybody is hearing this and has anything they want to buy, you can reach out to us. Did you get to relax any, though?
We went and seen Superman.
Yeah.
Won't give my opinions, but I've seen better.
Slight opinion, I suppose. It's a very muted opinion.
It's okay. I mean, it's a movie. So, yeah. I mean, it is relaxing to watch stuff like that.
I'm definitely gonna go see it. I might see it this weekend if I got some time.
I think my expectations were about what I expected from it. So,
yeah.
I mean, an intro film. So I mean,
right.
it was okay.
You got to set up characters and
right.
get into it.
So.
Well, we went to the Kentucky Fair on Saturday. It was the Renaissance Fair that
right.
they had, and it was not too bad. It was definitely a little compact. But it had a lot of like vendors, and we went to see one of the jousting just to kind of see their version of it, and it's not too bad. I will say
so
there
you're
were
saying
some,
Kentucky has a different type of jousting.
Something like that. They did have I got a couple pictures I'll show you. So I'll put these in.
So it
the
is
show.
Like a lance then.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
And
if
it wasn't too bad.
They just used straw.
Yeah,
it's a Kentucky thing.
they did have some, like, it was all choreographed, of course, and
right.
like it was kind of like watching one person charge and the other person act like they're going to charge, and they kind of slow down, and then the very last time they kind of just the last hit, the lady was one of the knights. She kind of threw off her stuff, like it was kind of like a delayed reaction
right.
kind of thing. I was like, oh gosh, but this picture though. These were the people like overseeing it. I was like, who is this? This is like some guy with his like brother and cousin.
Yeah, it looks like
sitting
Silent
there.
Jay and Bob.
Yeah. I was just like, I'm used to like having the queen out there, you
Did
know.
Did they do
with
the
her...
thumbs up, thumbs down thing?
No, they didn't do any of that. So it was good. It wasn't too bad. It started to rain probably about 2 or 3 o'clock, so we had to kind of get out of there. We got to our car just in time, but it wasn't too bad.
So when they're running with the horse and they have the lance,
yeah,
I know they're acting. But can you see like an X or a circle where they're supposed to try to hit the person?
No, I didn't see that. What's funny is their shields were like all bent up.
Yeah,
and like I was like, man, that's seen a couple times. There's something else. They had some. The food wasn't too bad.
The chess? Did they do the chess thing where they have a giant chessboard and the people?
No,
move?
I didn't see that. I think they had the barbarians where they like beat each other up and stuff.
Yeah.
At the jousting, they had like watermelons and they took swords to slash them when they drove by. And the one that they did, it was like barely a cut. I was like, that's not even a haircut. And but the guy grabbed it and fed the horse the watermelon. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was actually more fun watching the horse eat the watermelon. Sunday we went to the.
Not saying much for the fair. Then.
I know.
Woo! Look at this horse eating
yeah.
the watermelon.
I did get a nice little. It was like a hacky sack with a chainmail around
yeah.
it. So I was like, oh, that's kind of neat. Sunday we went to the Kings Island thing, which also rained out.
Did it rain out?
Yeah.
Or,
well,
it rained
started,
for about an hour.
Yeah, they were talking over the intercom. It's like. We have been following the Weather Channel, and the conditions are ripe for a storm to come quickly. It's like, okay, that means we're going.
Yeah.
They started closing down some of the rides, so we just kind of vamosed out of there.
Never fails.
All right, let's get into some news. Zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who died this week?
That's probably the key. I mean, there's been quite a few deaths. Yeah. You know, Theo from Bill Cosby show, and then Ozzy.
Yep.
He's out.
Now he had Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. You didn't see it today?
Breaking news. Hulk Hogan is gone. That sucks.
Yeah. He was 71.
He was not very old.
That's heart attack.
Wild.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He's already dead.
That's crazy. 9 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Live updates. Wow. That's wild. It's been a lot of people. Well, I don't have any death in my news.
What?
I usually kind of leave those out. You can go find that stuff on your own. Let's start with some Ohio stuff. New law on cell phones in schools. I am all for what I'm about to read.
Okay.
New law in Ohio now requires all public schools to have a policy limiting student cell phone use during classroom instruction time. That deadline to implement will be January 26th. So basically, the next school year is going to have it at least midway through. The exceptions, the law allows students to use phone for learning processes or purposes directed by a teacher and for monitoring documented health conditions. Fair. Rationale, lawmakers in DeWine support the mandate, stating that limiting phone use reduces distractions, improves student focus and socialization, and creates a healthier school environment. Yes, it does. I think our kids are over-socialized and under-informed anyway, and phones definitely impact that. Many local districts, including Kettering, Oakwood, and Beaver Creek, already have similar restrictive policies in place, but this will be pushed out to Ohio altogether. The student pushback, of course, the students. The concept has faced some opposition from students, such as a group in Oakwood who argued that a blanket ban is out of touch and doesn't prepare for the real world. I could see some argument there, but I think it's a very weak argument. They need to kind of specify some things.
I've heard this discussion on like another radio channel.
Yeah,
and they've got like, I don't know, it's like something you put your phone in.
Yeah,
and it like you can't
just lock
access
a Faraday cage,
yeah,
probably.
It's some sort of,
yeah.
I don't know, it looks like a purse, I guess.
Yeah, it is a technical term, Faraday cage, but it could be anything.
Right.
Basically, it blocks all signals.
Yep.
And I think that would work. One more Ohio, another school related. Ohio will require schools to have a policy on the use of artificial intelligence, also known as AI. In schools, with schools that require to adopt a policy by July 1st of 26.
So no robot teachers?
Pretty much. Ohio legislature directed the Ohio Department of Education and Workforce to adopt a model policy by December 31st of this year and collect data from districts and schools on how they used AI. And this item was included in the most recent Ohio budget.
I'd like to see an AI gym teacher. I think that's going to work out.
Yeah, physical stuff. I mean, they could get robots.
Well,
I mean, that's all that is.
Right, but I guess there's pros and cons to it.
Yeah. All right, let's move into some Dayton news. Lots of Dayton news, just a little bit for the surrounding areas, but we'll kind of smash through some of this. Another school-related thing, Dayton Public Schools is hosting its first ever free back-to-school event for students, families, and staff on Saturday, August 2nd from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., so that's coming up. This is at the Welcome Stadium. The event will offer a wide range of free services, including haircuts, backpacks with school supplies, groceries from the food bank, vaccines, and physicals. Students who must bring a DPS ID to access services can also pick up their schedule, and families can get on-site assistance with enrollment and other district resources. This event will also feature food trucks and games. You got to make money to celebrate the upcoming school year, which begins August 12th. That is quickly approaching.
Yes.
Dang it, that means there's going to be a lot of school limit
signs back in.
Driving, yeah, yes.
But they can't ride the RTA if they're in the senior.
That's, yeah.
I see that?
Well, yeah, I know there's been constant back and forth on that.
Yeah, it's pretty much, I don't know if it's a done deal, but
yeah,
like you have to find another way to get there.
Well, I can't really say it myself, but my grandma used to say, back in my day, we used to walk, you know, 2 miles uphill both ways in the snow for school, you know.
Barefoot.
Yeah,
yep.
Barefoot.
Yep.
Well, you know, if you're a hobbit, I guess. Joby Aviation, it could be Joby, but it's probably Joby, a manufacturer of electric flying taxis, announced that production is nearing at its new facility near the Dayton International Airport. Equipment installation is currently underway, expected to eventually produce up to 500 aircraft annually, which is a significant expansion of the company's manufacturing capacity. The first Ohio-based employees are now undergoing training at Joby's California headquarters, and the company is actively hiring for local engineering positions. You imagine getting in an air taxi?
It's probably not what you think it is.
Yeah.
It's probably just the name.
No, they have pictures.
Oh, they got taxis that are flying around?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I don't have pictures on here.
The Jetsons, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Now, granted, this may not be rolled out in Dayton or like Ohio, but it's going to be the production plant for it.
I just can't see taxis flying into an airport.
Well, they wouldn't necessarily. They would probably have to designate locations, kind of like a bus stop, but it'd be a taxi stop. I like the idea. But
not in my lifetime.
Yeah, I'll put some pictures in the chapters to kind of see some. City of Dayton is increasing its investment in a $6 million redevelopment project in the Wright Dunbar Business District, adding another $300,000 in grant funding for a total of $650,000. The project focuses on renovating three vacant side-by-side buildings on West 3rd Street to create a vibrant, walkable area. Once completed, the buildings are expected to house new businesses, including Exo Burger, Psycho Leaf and Wine Bar, and Haymarket Deli and Sweets. Separately, the city is also seeking developers to redevelop the nearby site of the former Zion Baptist Church, a strategic gateway property connecting the neighborhood to downtown. Coop.
Right.
Three new restaurants opening Brown Street. Man, there's just so many things opening up. We're out of the pandemic, finally, it sounds like. Near the University of Dayton, replacing establishments that have recently closed. The changes will bring Mexican, Vietnamese, and barbecue options to the popular corridor. That includes Don Juan Mexican Grill and Cantina, replacing El Ranche. Rancho. El Ranche. I think I was trying to say El Rancho Grande, so it came out El Ranche. What Da Fo Express?
We have What the Fo up here.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, What the Fo.
Not What Dot Fo.
Yeah.
What the Fo replacing Pita Pit. And Prime Barbecue Smokehouse replacing the Wizard of Zah. I don't think I've ever been there.
No, that's a catchy name, though.
Anyway, it is. That's probably why it didn't work out. But
I was making a joke about the cleaning lady at work, that she had her own business, and it's called Mista Spot.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, but she does a horrible job cleaning, so it made sense.
You got to make that name really pop, right? Eddie Out, a surf shop, hostel, and bar and restaurant catering to adventure sport athletes such as cyclists, rivers, surfers, and paddlers will open soon in Old North Dayton. So, yeah, people go surfing on the river.
On the river, yeah, right there where
they had videos. I was like, oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they got that. All that.
No, enough rapids.
Yeah, rapids in that one area by then. The museum.
Yeah. I thought it was kind of neat. Now, there's schools. Dayton students who can't attend school due to behavioral issues, plus students who have been suspended, will be sent to a new Dayton Public Schools alternative school.
Prison.
Yeah, pretty much.
For people.
Yeah. Trisha's Delicious Catering opens carryout restaurant in Dayton with food for the soul on Hoover Avenue. And then last for Dayton, Dayton's Summer Restaurant Week, currently happening from July 20th through the 27th.
Does it give a menu yet?
No. Well, it says more than 30 local restaurants are participating, offering special multi-course meals at fixed prices, ranging from $20 to $55. So I think you could just search it and find the restaurants.
Okay.
And it does have discounted prices, but it's also raising money for charity. So that's kind of neat. So we got a few more days until that's over. All right, Bellbrook. Bellbrook latest to propose ban on adult marijuana facilities. Not to be confused with the child.
Yeah, kids can
adult.
Still do it, though, right?
I like how they put adult in there like that
is
even needed. There's going to be a public hearing on the ban at the next council meeting on the 28th. Dairy Shed in Bellbrook turns 50. It's been nonstop since 1975.
Have you had that?
I have not.
It's good.
I was wondering, because I was like, is that on the list? It probably is.
It isn't. I bet it isn't.
Yeah. It started as a small little garage, in a little garage Exploded into a generational place to visit. I think they not acquired. They have ownership. I think that's helped kind of keep it going, but it started just in their garage.
Our 25th anniversary, we tried to do 25 ice cream places.
Okay.
And we stopped there for one of them, and it was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was hot, but it was, like it is now. You had to lick fast, basically.
I got to get over there and check it out.
Yeah.
Centerville introducing a new daily $50 reinspection fee for unresolved property code violations. City says a new fee will go into effect August 14th in an effort to strengthen neighborhood standards and encourage prompt upkeep. So that could suck.
Yeah.
$50 a day.
Well, it depends on how bad your property is.
Yeah. Inglewood has developed a new strategic plan with a key focus of helping its senior residents age in place safely and with dignity. The initiative is a response to the city's demographics, as residents over the age of 65 make up nearly a quarter of its population. Developed with input from a large resident survey, the plan calls for assessing the specific needs of seniors in areas like housing, transportation, engaging with local community organizations, and promoting awareness of available resources. So that's I think it's a good thing for the town.
Yeah.
Fairborn.
It's always nice that they help out the seniors.
Yeah. I think just America in general, we just don't take care of our elderly like other countries. Like other countries, like high esteem. Here it's like,
right,
let's get rid of them.
Yeah, well,
why are you doing
they're
that?
Taking all our Social Security.
Yeah, well, they're going to do the same thing to you. Yeah.
Ironically, we got to work till we're 70, and statistically, you're dead at 78, so you got 8 years.
Trying to shorten that year. Fairborn plan eyes connecting city parks to regional bike paths. The city of Fairborn wants to make sure every resident in Fairborn lives within a half mile of a trail, bikeway, or active transportation corridor. The city said it recently unveiled plan to increase the walkability and bike connectivity of the city. As part of the improvements, plan would include connecting the city's downtown, school, park, and shopping centers. And it also wants to connect
this is
existing
Fairborn?
Walking paths. Yep.
What shopping centers does Fairborn have other than downtown? Boys does everything.
It's just that one again.
Yeah.
There is an S on there, but I guess shopping center.
Right.
Huber Heights. Bucky's has officially began hiring for its first Ohio location in Huber Heights.
The only one HR right now.
Yeah. I saw that. Also, they had another post for that. The company is currently seeking to fill a dozen roles, including general manager, assistant general manager, managers for various departments. Yeah. This is the initial phase is just management, and then they'll hire dozens or hundreds of additional employees for cashier, stockers, et cetera.
What do you think the turnover rate is going to be there?
One for one. I don't know. I don't know.
I hear they're really strict.
Yeah.
What I'm hearing.
I'm sure. Keep an image. You don't want to tarnish that. In Kettering, Sixa to sell former HQ, buy 3 acres in Kettering. If you don't know what Sixa is, it's a pet adoption and wellness center. It's selling its former property to Kettering and is buying 3 acres in Kettering for its future second location. Miamisburg, SpinTech to invest $7 million in new aerospace manufacturing facility in Miamisburg. Which moved from a Xenia to a larger facility in Miamisburg, is now preparing to expand. In Moraine, Frey's Place is award-winning dog daycare, has relocated to Dayton to a new facility in Moraine. Talks about some more stuff. fully immersive sensory enrichment rather than a large group open play, making ideal for dogs, including those with behavioral needs or limited social skills. We are talking about animals here, not people.
Which is also next to the incinerator. How convenient.
That's terrible.
Somebody's thinking outside the box.
The facility features amenities such as indoor sensory nook with a library of scents, live garden, self-serve, wash station. Man, I'm going to go here. I'm going to go there myself.
You're going to walk yourself there?
Self-serve, wash stations, yep. In Trotwood, Demo, which is a water main water main projects to improve Trotwood neighborhoods. Montgomery County is helping to fund $1 million water main project, as well as a demolition effort that aims to turn around blighted neighborhoods in Trotwood. The water main project will replace a failing water main on Eppington Drive to ensure that clean drinking water is being produced to the 87 properties on the street. So that's good. They're working on improvements in the infrastructure.
Get that bad taste out of your mouth.
I bet.
Yeah.
I'm sure they don't drink that water.
No, wouldn't.
Boil it for 24 hours. All right. Last, Vandalia, we got national home builder D.R. Horton proposing a new 72-home development and 14-acre vacant site in Vandalia near the Dayton International Airport.
Everything's going by the airport.
Says a lot of stuff there. Yeah. There's a lot of developments, a lot of new places.
A lot of land still over there in that area.
Yeah. All right. Got any jokes? Any jokes you want to share today? Any funny stories?
Well, I said one earlier, but you've already heard it.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about some facts. So I got some Ohio facts today, and then I wanted to do a three-show little series just to share a few Dayton inventions, since there are a lot.
Really?
Surprisingly. A couple we've talked about before. A couple of them you probably know. So I'll just do a few each time. Well, first, in Ohio, on this, what month are we in? July. On July 23rd of 1833, cornerstones are laid for the construction of the Kirkland Temple in, guess what?
Kirkland, Ohio.
It's Kirtland, not Kirkland. Kirtland Temple. It's not the Costco Temple.
Could
Kirkland.
Be.
And you know, Kirkland is just a brand that
Right, yeah.
I don't know if they own them.
I don't know, but I've seen it where you can buy
that's,
it.
That is their, like,
buy
Walmart
it other
brand.
Than Costco.
Right. Right. But it's their main brand. July 29th, 1773, it was the first schoolhouse west of the Allegheny Mountains completed in Shubrin, Ohio. On July 23rd of 1833, cornerstones. I already said that one. Why is it on here twice? Yeah. No, get out of here. All right.
Let's see if you can read.
Apparently, I can't. July 28th, 1963, black demonstrators stage a sit-in at the Reich's department store to protest its hiring practices. I don't know how much you've dove into like Dayton history, but it's pretty interesting. Some of the stores downtown and how they've been, you know, consolidated and been bought out, and then how they change. It's pretty neat. All right, let's talk about some Dayton inventions. First one, the stepladder. Invented by Dayton carpenter John H. Balsey, B-A-L-S-E-Y,
Balsey,
who patented the portable hinged ladder in 1870.
Right. He was a step ahead of everybody else.
And it's still going strong.
He will take you to new heights.
There we go.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah.
One more?
I got nothing else. What you got?
Nothing.
You got nothing?
I got nothing.
Yeah.
It'll come to you.
Just
I'm
don't
sure.
walk under it. There it is.
You know, it popped in my head, but I was like, I don't know how to say this. Like, is there a black hat somewhere? I don't know. The cash register. Right. Invented by James Ritty and John Birch in 1879 to prevent saloon employees from stealing. So just like ching ching.
That was part of Reynolds and Reynolds.
Probably,
there, I think.
I know the NCR.
NCR also. Yeah, they had all that. You can see a lot of this stuff down there at Carillon Park.
Yeah. Probably where this list came from.
Probably.
The airplane.
No.
Invented by the Wright brothers, who achieved first sustained and controlled power flight in 1903. I know there's always a.
Those guys
common,
know how to get high.
They're fine. Heyo. And they didn't even have weed legal. No.
Couldn't go to Belgrade.
Was it North Carolina's the other one that always is like, oh, we were
first.
First
in flight, yeah.
No, we were first.
Technically.
No, we were first.
Did they fly it here first or did they fly it down there?
Who knows? They probably flew from here to there. Yeah. And, you know, who knows?
Just caught them in the air. Oh, look at that.
Hey, look at that. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a Wright brother. All right. That's my last joke. I wasn't really that much of a joke. Okay. That's it. Let's talk about some days of the year.
So, nothing on air about the Cheez-It?
Shh.
Oh, sorry. Maybe next week.
Maybe next week. Which we did talk about the Cheez-It at one time, too. But, yeah, that, stay tuned. We'll talk about Cheez-Its and Jesus. And
not Jesus, Cheez-It.
Cheez-Its. Jesus, right?
Yeah.
What's the special day of the week for today on Friday?
Let's see what I got. Loading.
Ooh, hot fudge sundae day.
This is tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Hot Fudge Sunday Day.
Wine and Cheese Day.
Yep. There's a whole lot of whining. You should bring... You should just bring cheese to work every day. Hey, I got some cheese in the fridge for that wine of yours.
Not your cheese. My cheese.
Yeah, that's funny. National Hire Veteran Day.
You can...
Ooh, National System Administrator Appreciation Day. I have to talk to a guy at work. Like, hey, man, I appreciate you.
Where's my raise?
It's funny. I'm going to...
Talking an elevator day.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of dumb, but whatever.
Yeah, I talk to myself all the time, but, you know.
What are these buttons for?
Do you know there are some elevators, like in, I think, New York or something, they have the buttons on the outside.
Really? So you have to push it before you get in, and then you're stuck?
And then if you have any kids that roam around and are jerks, that's probably why they stop that.
Yeah. Be a guard right there watching you.
Yeah. Carousel Day. So ride a carousel. International Red Shoe Day. Interesting.
See, thread the needle day. Is that on yours?
Yeah. Admin.
And hire a veteran message. Day. You think that'll happen?
Yeah. Probably somewhere. Yeah. Health and hypnosis. About health and happiness with hypnosis day. Pick one for the H's. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
National Get Gnarly Day.
There's a lot. I don't
the picture that I got is a guy in a he's a parachuting. World Drowning Prevention Day.
Ooh, a little too late for that.
Too soon. Too soon.
Yep. Sorry about that, buddy.
Culinarians Day.
You'll still live in a rerun.
Ba-doom-tsh.
Yeah. Ding. Maybe. Well, he's still on the Cosby Show reruns.
Yeah. Well, if they still play him in
for certain channels.
National Zookeeper Week. All right, what's tomorrow?
Saturday?
It's tomorrow, Saturday.
Aunt and Uncle Day.
Ooh, really?
That's what it is. I don't have but one aunt left.
So I have an aunt. I have a couple. I probably have some on my extended family. I just don't know them that well.
When she passes away, it'll be a dead aunt. Dead aunt.
Dead aunt. Yeah, we don't need a joke section. We just sprinkle them across the like ants.
Right.
National Bagel Fest Day. National Dog Photograph Day.
All or Nothing Day.
Yep. If it was your last day on Earth, what would you do? Would you dive into your goals and dreams and be willing to take some risk in order to reap the potential rewards?
That's what All or Nothing is?
Yep. That was the byline for it.
I think I'd go buy some lifesavers.
It's like an old joke.
I'm
like,
covered, yeah.
This guy's in the water. It's like, what did he need? Oh, I threw him a lifesaver. And it was like minty fresh. National Disability Independence Day. Interesting. One Voice Day.
Do that on your own.
Right. I'm celebrating. Aren't you? Man. World Mangrove Day. You ever seen mangroves?
I don't even know what that is.
Those are like when you're on the water and they got all these like overgrown on the side. When we were in Dominican
like
Republic,
tall grass type stuff.
No, they're like roots.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if let me find a good picture. They don't have a mangrove. They're pretty gnarly. To go with oh yeah, there you go. You kind of see them.
Oh yeah, it's a big stick.
Yeah, they're pretty neat. Yeah. I mean, and they're just like covering the beach.
So
or the
you can't get up on the land, basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah, we
unless you're a mangrove. That's funny. All right, what we got on Sunday? National Walk on Stilts Day. I don't see anybody celebrating that.
Well, that's because they're above you.
Ba-doom. Yeah.
I don't see them. You missed that one.
I'm pretty tall though.
Yeah, well. These are taller people.
Well, it's convenient because it's National Tree Day, and they can use those stilts to reach the high apples.
They have long legs, for sure.
National Scotch Day. Drink a scotch on me.
What is Barbie in a Blender Day? Is that on yours?
Let me see.
It's got to be a drink.
Barbie. I don't see it. There's a lot of them. Barbie.
No. Chicken Finger Day. Parents Day.
I do like that.
What if you're not a parent, though?
Sleepyhead Day. World Day for Grandparents and the Elderly.
Ooh, Cream Brulee Day.
Ooh, yeah. I see that. I got that, too. There was one on here. I saw it. Take your pants for a walk day. I got to see that. Let me see that. Take your pants for a walk. It's a quirky excuse to stretch your legs and shake off the indoors.
Yeah, that's not what you think it is.
You pull on your pants and head out the door. Ah, dare you let me down.
You just were thinking about taking your pants out there and walking around with them?
It's bagpipe, bagpipe appreciation day.
That's annoying. You know, if you hold your nose and pinch it, and then tap right here, you get the same sound. And you just got to make different.
You don't need to pay for a bagpipe. You can just, there you go.
I learned that as a kid.
That's funny.
It's very annoying for parents.
That's funny. Monday, soccer day, World Hepatitis Day.
Yeah. Which one? There's like
it should call it
several
World
different ones.
World Hepatitis Prevention Day.
Right.
Not
is it A, B, C?
EC has 1, 2, 3.
Don't give it to me.
A, B, C. 1, 2, 3. Hepatitis B is for you and me. Okay, we're done. National Milk Chocolate Day.
Maybe chocolate milk will be on sale. Because he loves it in there.
Yeah.
He's addicted to it.
National Water Park. World Conservation.
Buffalo Soldiers Day. Isn't it a song?
I don't know if it's a song, but it is.
I think it is. Buffalo Soldier. It's somebody's song.
It's the courage of celebrates the courage of the African American soldiers who served in the U.S. Army during the Civil War. That's nice.
Pretty sure it's a song.
Probably.
It's been a lyric of some sort. Maybe it was referring to that.
Yeah, it probably was. Tuesday. National Chicken Wing Day.
National Lipstick Day. Do you wear lipstick?
Nope.
Neither do I.
And a National Tiger Day. That's when you watch the, was it the Tiger King?
Maybe.
All right.
Lasagna.
So rain day, lasagna day. Oh, yeah, that's right. You big on lasagna.
Yeah, I can
Is
make.
Is Garfield your favorite?
I like Garfield.
I figured.
Yeah.
You got have, you have something in common.
Sure.
Lasagna.
I make a mean lasagna. That's why.
Because
it's got bacon in it.
Yeah. That makes a difference.
It's a big difference.
I mean, bacon anything.
Bacon makes everything better.
You should make a food truck for the Bacon Fest, and then you can have lasagna.
I could.
And you would sell out.
I could probably sell out within an hour.
Yeah.
I'd have to have a lot of lasagna, though.
To sell, yeah. Cheese Sacrifice Purchase Day. The heck are they talking
about? How do you sacrifice cheese?
I don't know.
Does it become Swiss cheese because you put holes in it?
Let's see. It doesn't really say. It has a lot of words. I don't feel like reading it all, to be honest.
Well, we'll just read to the next thing.
Yeah.
It's a dumb cheese joke.
Nag Panchami.
A name for a woman.
It's got a cobra snake on it.
Ooh.
It's a Hindu festival celebrating the serpent deities known as the Nagas. I think it's
crazy.
N-A-G-A-S? Nagas?
I got it. No idea.
I don't either. All right.
What day are you on?
Wednesday now.
Oh. Cheesecake. Yummy.
Yeah. Share a hug day.
International Day of Friendship.
Nice.
Paper. Back.
Rock. Scissors.
Scissors. Paperback. Book day. Who even reads books anymore? It's all digital.
Yeah. World Day Against Trafficking in Persons.
Ooh, father-in-law. Are you going to celebrate that? You going to call him up, give him a hug? Virtual.
Share a hug day. All right, Thursday, last day of this week anyways. National Avocado Day.
No, thanks.
I don't care for it. You don't like guac?
No. No, she likes it, but
You're
dead
to me.
I guess. Just walk me out of your life.
And then you can get a National Mutt Day.
Yep.
You can go get you a mutt and be your friend.
You got a butt cut. A
mutt cut. Oh, there you go.
Check it out.
National Chili Dog Day.
Yeah. How many chili dogs do you think you can eat in an hour?
An hour?
Yeah. Okay. We'll shorten it. 15 minutes.
5 or 10.
5 or 10.
I could do that.
I could probably do
that. But it depends on how much is on it. Like, you got, like.
It's chili. Chili and a hot dog.
How big is the hot dog? Is he, like, footlongs or?
We'll just do dog bone.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
length
the
right
bread
here.
Would fill you up the most.
Right.
World Ranger Day, National Intern Day, Black Tot Day.
Uncommon Instrument Awareness Day. You have that? It's definitely on there.
I don't know if I would call that an instrument, but
you're using it.
Shredded Wheat Day. National Jump for Jelly Beans Day.
That's definitely not something
I'm
would
not jumping for nothing.
Yeah.
Well, we're coming to the end of July. We got one more week. I think this month we have five Thursdays, I believe.
Next month?
This month.
Oh, I know next month there's three paydays. That's going to help.
It's going to be nice.
Which means?
Pay off all your debts.
The following month's going to only have two.
As they normally do.
Yeah, it's just how it rolls, I guess.
All right, let's talk about some events coming up.
Alrighty, event.
I did not bring up my calendar early enough, and we are going to do that in a matter of seconds. 3, 2, 1. All right, so we're going to
local.
We're going to try something a little different. This time I'm going to do all of the fairs, festivals, and recurring events all in one go, and then I'm going to do the rest. I'm just playing around with things. I know I'm really throwing people for a loop out there. They're like, what is he doing now? Guess what? This is the weekend or week of festivals, and I'm about to go through a whole bunch of them.
Oh, boy.
Starting on Friday, which is tomorrow, we got the Butler County Fair finishing it up, 7 Mile Bluegrass Festival about day two in Greenfield. Morrow has the Todd's Fork Revival Music Festival. Got two more days. Annie Oakley Festival's kicking off.
No spooning there.
Yeah, it's only forks. Or sporks. They might have a spork. Annie Oakley Festival kicking off in Greenville. Salina Lake Festival kicking off. Dayton Celtic Festival's kicking off tomorrow.
Yep.
In Versailles, we got the Immortal Christian Rock Festival. Heck, I want to go to that. That sounds
fun.
What
kind of rock you bringing?
Pebbles? No, I'm bringing heathen rocks, not Christian rocks.
Oh, gotcha.
show up with a bag of rocks like the chips for the salsa event.
I brought Fruity Pebbles. I rock.
That's great. That's great. I like that. Smoy Fest in Loveland, Ohio. SMOY, Smoy. Wetzland in Grover Hill. It's probably Wetzeland. In Trenton, they got Sounds of Summer. We got the Clark County Fair in Springfield.
That's the last day for that, isn't it?
I believe so, yeah. Looks like the Matilda musical is still going on. They got a matinee and an evening show.
Never ends.
Yeah. It will be pretty soon. Cruising at the Roadhouse at the Rip Rap. Friday night patio parties, not the pity parties, at the Neon. And then looks like trivia at Miami Valley Sports Bar. Dayton Dragons are playing South Bend, looks like.
Yep.
And then also on Friday, we used to have the recurring social vintage dancing and Dayton Silent Disco at the Yellow Cab. That's at $10. So I've never done it, but I think it'd be interesting. You ever done it or know what it is? Basically, it's like going to a disco, but everybody has headsets.
Gotcha.
So if you don't have one, it's just like silent.
Right.
But everybody hears it in their ears. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Saturday, a lot of those same festivals continuing on. Looks like Miamisburg's got the Pineapple Fest in Austin Landing.
Yeah.
I think you were asking about that.
Yeah.
Greenville has the Gathering at Garst, whatever that is. Dayton Beer Company has a summer band series going on. That's a music thing, but I don't know who the band is today. Yeah, I don't either.
Not important. It's going to be hot.
Yeah. Farmers Market's going on, Yellow Springs, Franklin, Shiloh, Greene County, Troy, Oakwood, Huber Heights, New Carlisle. There's some other ones. Sydney, I think. I wasn't even getting everybody. They're usually on Saturdays. So if you're interested, look them up.
Yep.
Courthouse Square in London has Classic Axles Car Show. Hamilton has the Witches Market.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah. BFW has a steak fry dinner going on. All right, moving on to Sunday. Things kind of peter off after that. Still those festivals going on. Vinyl at the Barrel House. Outer Soul Sundays at the Spot. And Sunday Fun Day Karaoke at the Barrel. Monday, still some of those festivals continuing. They have the Boot Camp Fitness Class at Riverscape. And then Michael Solomon Pavilion has the Beginner Square Dances. Oregon Express, Monday Night Laughs. On Tuesday, more festivals continuing. And then we have, looks like the Greene County Fair. Is that kicking off that day?
Next week?
Yeah.
I think it's next Sunday. Well, this coming Sunday.
Yeah, it is Sunday. It just didn't show up the right way. It usually has like a day of thing, but not this time.
It always takes place right after Clark County.
So Sunday starts the Greene County Fair.
Yep. It's always going on when the Ohio State Fair is going on.
Of course it is.
Which is going on. Actually started yesterday.
Yeah, I don't have that on here, but I need well, it's not.
It's 2 weeks. You got 2 weeks to go.
So it's try to check it out.
If you've never been, you need to go at least once.
I don't know if I've been. I used to go to the West Virginia State Fair all the time.
It's amazing.
It's huge.
There's a trick to it, too.
Yeah.
And you go into, like, there's a refrigerator where they have, like, there's the stuff they carve out of butter. You can see that. But they have, like, a vendor area, which is nice and cold. But they have people there that want to try to sell you stuff, and you sit and watch their stuff, but they feed you while you're doing it. So it's you get your free samples there, then you go outside and eat the other real food.
Yeah, right. You fill up on that, and then you can enjoy the
right.
Tuesday has those fairs going on. The community hot dog roast at the Kettering Recreation Complex. I don't know what that is, but it sounds tasty. Yellow Cab has the karaoke every Tuesday with Zane. Star City Brewing Company has Progressive Euchre Tournament. They have that every Tuesday, I believe. I want to try it out sometime because I do enjoy a good euchre. Trivia with Rob at the Phone Booth Lounge and Trivia Tuesdays at the Dayton Beer Company and then Karaoke Night at the Barrel House. Wednesday, still those fairs going on. Miamisburg has a farmer's market. Trotwood has a farmer's market. Fairborn has a farmer's market. And then Boot Camp Fitness Class and Swerk Fitness at Riverscape. Puzzle Feud at the Dayton Beer Company and Open Mic Night at the Leaf. And then last on Thursday, still those fairs. It looks like that Matilda musical is still going on Thursday. Lebanon Farmers Market. And then it looks like we kick off the Garden Bros Circus at the mall in Fairfields Commons. We're going to go to that, actually. I'm kind of excited.
What is that?
It's just a it's a circus.
Like Circus group. LA or is it like,
I mean, it's kind of like Ringling Brothers.
You're
going
to have clowns there?
No, they have like a big tent and everything.
Tricks and stuff?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Three rings?
Yeah, I don't know how like expanded it is, but I'm excited to check it out.
The man on the flying trapeze and
yep.
The bearded lady?
I don't know.
We
maybe.
Work with them.
We cover them up with some beer covers. Karaoke Thursdays at the Beer Company, open mic at the Dunaways, open mic at the Barrel House, trivia at Bach Family Brewing, more Garden Bros Circus, and then music bingo at the Trolley Stop. Boom. Moving on to music and miscellaneous. This is usually a big list.
Oh, boy.
All right, starting on Friday. Looks like more of the fairs. Young's Jersey Dairy has the Cawthorn's Carousel Round and Round Celebration. Looks like that was a multi-day thing. Got a couple days left. Versailles still going on with their community garage sale. Cincinnati Music Festival still going on in Cincinnati. 74th Brookville Community Picnic in Golden Gate Park. Immortal Fest. I think I mentioned that. The BMI Event Center in Versailles. Rock the Block in Wilmington, Ohio. NTPA Practor Pools in Fort Recovery. I don't even know where that is. Annie Oakley Sidewalk Sales. They have a fair or festival going on. Yeah.
If you need a KitchenAid appliance, this is when you need to go.
Yeah.
That stuff is marked down for those sales.
I have to check that out.
Yeah. It's about an hour drive from here.
But
if you need a mixer, definitely go.
You need a concrete mixer?
No, you can make concrete.
I mean, you could make concrete, but it wouldn't
take. You could take it to the rock fest thing you were talking about.
Hey, I like it. Serpent Mound Archaeology Tour in Peebles, Ohio. VFW has a seafood dinner. Then some music at the Mayflower. We got Epic Eagles Tribute Band.
Sorry, I had a stupid image in my head. You were talking about Serpent Mound. I'm like, you show up as like Cobra Commander from G.I. Joe, the big snake thing.
Is this not the right place? You could just make that your own shtick where you just go around like and purposefully interpret what they say
right.
Incorrectly. Well, there's the step. There's the step ladder at Dunaway, so you should bring a step ladder.
That
and tell
needs
them.
To be a holiday thing.
Yeah, that's funny. Epic Eagles tribute band at the Mayflower. Boonshaw Museum has Laser Pink Floyd. I don't know what that is.
That's cool. So it's only about an hour long, maybe 45 minutes.
Yeah.
They'll play. You'll sit in a chair and you'll look at the dome.
Yeah.
Then they'll play the music, and then they'll incorporate with the lasers in the sky of like what's going on in the songs.
Yeah.
And then other stuff.
It's
just a laser light show.
Yeah, because we did the Beautifica.
Yeah.
It's the same place, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That'd be fun. Stepladder, I mentioned that to Dunaway's. The Tracer's debut at the Bach Family Brewing. Centerville Pops, the Music Man Experience in Subs Park, Centerville.
You take corn pops to that?
You could. E5, C4, P3, which is a Journey tribute, I guess.
Sounds like a Star Wars droid.
A Stringboro concert in the amphitheater.
Next to C3PO.
No, C4P3.
R2D2.
D who? D2. In Piqua, they got the Crush, the Bon Jovi Experience. Riverfront Park in Miamisburg, Mullet.
I would go to the Bon Jovi and just heckle the whole time.
Yeah, you should.
Not a big Bon Jovi fan.
Doug Hart Band at James on the Main. This is still all Friday, by the way.
Yeah.
Straight No Chaser at the Rose. Sam Talent. Not actually Talent. His last name is T-A-L-E-N-T. Talent at the Funny Bone. Heath and Mac. Not to be confused with mac and cheese. Heath and Mac McDaniel at the Barrel. Tasting Color at the Hidden Gem. Velvet Crush at the Phone Booth Lounge. Caesar Ford Park in Xenia has the Classic Rock. Fog Hat, Red Voodoo, and Ryan Adams and the SOBs. $35 for that guy, though.
I'm not paying $35 to see an SOB.
I know. It's a song, too. We can play it. Yellow Cab has Miles and Stone Cold Trippers, Lincoln, Moravian, and the Photons. They got a lineup there. Good Time Charlie's got the Jake Roberts Band and Joey Vassalit Acoustic at the Courtyard Lounge in Inglewood. Woo!
Oh, Joey.
Moving on to Saturday. It's a lot. A lot of the same ones. Shelby County, Calthorne, Cincinnati, Brookville, Mortal Fest, Rock the Block, NTPA, Annie Oakley. All those are the same from the day before. West Liberty Garden Tour in West Liberty. And then we got some runs. We got the Great Buckeyes Trail Scramble in Waynesville.
That probably from the runs.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, pretty much. The ORRC Wingman 10K in Greene County. The Wingman 10K in Beaver Creek. Beaver Creek. The Pickleball Kingdom Grand Opening in Centerville. So if you're enjoying that,
you ever played pickleball?
I have not, but I want to.
Really?
Yeah, I want to.
No desire.
I enjoy ping pong. It's kind of similar. It's similar.
It's a wiffle ball, right?
It does have a table. I'm not sure. I don't know.
I think it is.
It's not a pickle.
The real deal.
United Irish of Dayton Celtic Festival. Can you guess where that's at?
Somewhere where the Celtic people are.
The Riverscape, yeah. You're going to see all these people, like, eating, enjoying themselves. You see other people just running, like, oh, we're doing our 5K, though.
But then you have the people in the water that are trying to swim upstream in their canoe thing.
Yep. Sports card and memorabilia show at the Dayton Mall. I think it's a reoccurring thing, too.
It's because there's nothing in the Dayton Mall.
Too soon.
There literally isn't.
Musician Eddie Osborne at the Second Street Market. I think it's during like the farmers market time. Front Street Saturdays. I don't know what that is.
Eddie Osborne.
Huh?
You say Eddie Osborne?
No. Oh, yeah. So, interesting. I wonder if he's related.
I don't know.
Sunshade Summerfest at Sunshade Building in Troy. Cruisin' and Chicken Barbecue Dinner at A.B. Graham Memorial Center. Where's Conover, Ohio? I wasn't it on this list.
Making me hungry.
Yeah, I know. Levitt Pavilion has Gospel Fest. Spongeworthy at the Green. Centerville Uptown Concert. Jim McCutcheon.
Isn't somebody at work in Spongeworthy?
I don't know. You have to get back to me on that.
Oh.
Sam Talent, again, at the Funny Bone. Barron's Live at Cosmo Joe's.
What's Nick's band's name?
Who?
Nick? Wheeler? What's his band?
I can't remember. I should know.
Yeah.
I don't
country,
know.
I know that.
Live music at Indian Lake. Bachman Turner Overdrive and the Marshall Tucker Band at the Rose.
Sorry, I just saw people in the water drowning and they're singing.
Live music.
Yeah, pretty much.
Going down with the ship. Spill the Wine at Jane's on the Main. She's Deadly Tall Tales EP release at the Yellow Cab.
Okay.
Hathaway's at the Phone Booth. Triple Barrel at the Barrel. Yeah, it's Triple Barrel 12 Band at the Barrel. I don't know if there's 12 bands or is it just 12 bands? 12
barrels.
Trey Songs with a Z at the Phrase. Right Turn Clyde Band at Good Time Charlie's. And Sam Talon again at the Funny Bone. Man, he's on here too much. I need to get him off my list.
Yeah.
All right, Sunday.
Moved to another town.
We made it to Sunday. Whew. And it's a smaller list.
Yay!
Thank God. A couple more of those festivals still going on. We got the ICANN Triathlon in Troy. I guess they named it that so people can feel like they did it. I can
right.
do it. Triathlon is not no joke.
That's where you bike, run, and then swim?
I believe so.
Where are you going to swim in Troy?
In bathtubs or the, I don't know.
I don't think the public pool.
I don't know.
They got a pool up there, but
looks like Waynesville's got the Great Buckeye Challenge Triathlon and Duathlon. I don't know if that's related to the other one. Pickleball still going on. The grand opening. St. John's Lutheran Church celebrating 170 years in Covington. If you're interested, music at the Market. Mike Sedmak. That's 11:30 to 2 p.m. West Liberty Ice Cream Social in West Liberty, Ohio, at the Methodist Church. I like ice cream. I wonder if they're on the trail. Probably not.
No.
Genesis Retouched Tribute to Phil Collins Era Centerville Concert.
That'd be interesting to see.
Yeah. Stop 741 Band at Wright Station in Springboro. Central Big Jazz Big Band in at the Hidden Gem Music Club. Streetwise Band Cincinnati in Dominic Lofina Park. And Freddy versus Slouch and Electrified Melons at the Yellow Cab Tavern. Monday, we got one thing. Tri-County Pond Clinic. It just sounds weird. It's at the Indian Hills 4-H Camp, so it sounds important.
Right.
Tuesday, we got the Curio Trivia Tuesday, 12 to 1. And then in the evening, we got Scotch and Cigar Dinner at the Dublin Pub. So if you're interested in that kind of stuff. Golden Girls Trivia Night at the Long Shots in Troy. Trivia Night in Piqua at Crooked Handle. Cox Summer Tram Tours at the Cox Arboretum. Every time I say that, I need to just remove that. That's a recurring thing, I think. Soaring Sounds Drum Corps Competition at the Centerville High School Stadium. I would actually just go to that because I enjoy that kind of thing.
I do enjoy that.
I enjoy it.
You grew up in that type of stuff. So.
Yeah. Live music with...
What day is that?
Tuesday, 7 to 10.
And where?
Centerville High School.
Centerville, that's too far.
Yeah, it's a little drive. Live music with Ronald Allen Cordy at the Riverscape. And then Moments Notice at Troy Hainer Culture Center in Troy.
Because usually Huber has, like, Battle of the Bands.
Yeah.
And it's in September. It's cooler then, too. That's worth seeing if you're interested in
that. Oh, yeah. And we also like the Porch Fests. We're going to try to get into
that. That was in Troy.
Dayton. Yeah, we did.
Troy last year had something
Troy.
Like that.
Pretty sure we did Troy 2 years.
Yeah.
But we want to do Dayton, but I found out you have to submit for it in January and February.
Right.
And I was doing this in, like, June. They're like, oh, well, screw that. I put it on my calendar.
Put a sign out there that says, hey, Porch Fest.
Yeah, just like because they have kind of like a geographical area, and then you just kind of go one house over from that. We're doing our own Porch Fest all day. We're not doing an hour. Wednesday, Curio Zen's Day with Viva La Strings. That's the 12 to 2 lunchtime music. And then an evening, live music with Danny Voris at the Whispers Speakeasy. And then Darren Brand is at the Funny Bone. Yeah. Last on our list is Thursday. Curio Unplugged Thursday with Danny Voris at the Courthouse Square, 12 to 2. And then in the evening, we got Summer of Freedom in Centerville. Not sure what that is. Enjoy evening of live music, raffles, and great eats in support of local veterans. I like that. At the Levitt, we got Acne. Ace Monroe. Hey,
what's popping at the Levee?
But it's not.
But with the blackheads, main feature.
The Deans, okay. And
sponsored
then,
by Clear Seal.
They ain't paying us. Blind Bob's Bars got the Deans List, Lizard, and Money Man Mitch. Lizard is spelled L-Y-Z-R-D. I guess they're going for Lynyrd Skynyrd, and
maybe
they just combine it.
Yeah.
And then Jazz at the Gather by Ghostlight. A boom!
It's the Ghostlight.
We're done. We're done with that.
All right.
We're not going to do any pomp and circumstance. Anything else in the rest of this week?
Were talking about Renaissance, and there's a place downtown. Not trying to plug them or anything, but on 202 here, Benji's Bakery. I'll just show you they have food.
Ooh.
So they do set up at supposedly the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah.
So I'm not
Renaissance
sure what
donut menu.
So if that's something you're interested in, put that on your list.
Yeah, that'd be
this Saturday, I believe.
Renaissance Festival Day at Baker Benji's.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of neat. Check it out. Is it 8 p.m.? What is it?
I think it opens at 8 in the morning.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll check that out.
You
I like
can
that.
Like pre-order stuff too there. But their donuts are pretty good.
This weekend, I don't have a lot going on. I think we're going to go to On Par with a group of friends just to have a fun time. You've been to On Par?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty fun. I mean, it's...
It's reasonable. Their pretzels are amazing.
Dude, their food in general is just massive.
Yeah.
Like everything. It's just... Yeah. That one pretzel is like...
It's like poop on a plate.
Yeah,
it's huge.
Huge. It's like Jesus. Not Cheez-Its.
Yeah, Cheez-Its.
Nailed
it.
I don't have much going on. You got anything going on this weekend?
I have... Possible, maybe a movie if.
Yeah, we might check out a movie.
We have time. We're gonna be sorting through stuff, so we're swimming in boxes in the garage.
Yeah, I know. I know that feeling. Get rid of it now, and then don't deal with it later. But I think we might check out the Celtic Festival too. So that'll be fun. Not the 5K part of it.
run!
The enjoyable part
right.
of it.
Make these people run. You can take your little ding bell and whistle horns and.
Right. We're podcasting live here at the Celtic Festival. There they go. They're running by.
There goes another one.
Well, got anything else?
No, but if you want, we can take some fishing string, and I'll stand on one side, and you can stand on the other.
I can trip them as they're going. Oh, gosh.
A little bit of baby oil out there?
I said they use a jokester, everybody.
Just some ideas. Trying to get some business for the paramedics.
Always looking out for the little guy, right?
Yeah.
Well, we want to thank everyone for joining us today.
And we could put ham on a string, and then when they fall, be like, oh, it's a hamstring.
My gosh. Andy's got jokes. We do want to thank you guys and girls and anybody else for joining in today.
God, can't get that out of your head.
I can't even think straight because of the hamstring. We are a value for value podcast, meaning we don't, you know, make you pay for anything special. Or
no strings attached.
Yeah. Or you know, subscribe for premium content. But if you get any value out of this, or you know, get some laughs, you enjoy it. You know, think about sending some money our way, or send us some artwork if you like to draw, or you know, send us a comment. You can reach us at greaterdaytonpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. You know, if you got any ideas, thoughts, throw them our way.
We like food.
We like food.
Yep.
Send us non-perishable food. All right. Well, I think that's another one in the can. Ready to get out of here?
Yes.
All right. I got something. That's all I got.
Better than what I got.